The ringing of the bells is a traditional call to prayer. So we allow the sound, that ringing, to lead us to these 20 minutes of stillness and silence, in which we move to our deepest desire, which is simply to hear Jesus speaking directly to us. And to help us to do this in this Lectio Divina, we use the scriptures, the scripture passage of the day. And we begin by taking moments to prepare, to be comfortable, to be aware of your breathing. Perhaps a couple of yawns is a good way to put some oxygen into the lungs and to help us to relax, and then gradually allow your breathing to deepen. As you breathing out all anxiety, all worry, and on the in-breaths, breathing in all the good things that God has to offer you in these moments. Don't try to empty your mind. Simply allow what is ever there to be there. While these thoughts, these anxieties and worries might be a problem for us, they're not a problem for God. They're certainly not an obstacle to the work that Jesus is wanting to do with you in these moments. Become aware of the people for whom you wish to pray, for whom you are concerned. Be aware of those whose presence is encouraging you and giving you hope, but also be aware of those who you are finding more difficult. Be aware of the circumstances that are part of your life, the things that you are enjoying. And the circumstances that are more difficult for you, all of this we allow to be in our mind as we prepare to listen to Jesus speak to us. Allow your desire to hear the voice of Jesus to grow. Be aware of your expectation. Be aware of your need. The Gospel reading for the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time is Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. Jesus said to his disciples, "There was a rich man, and he had a steward denounced to him for being wasteful with his property. He called for the man and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Draw me up an account of your stewardship, because you are not to be my steward any longer.' Then the steward said to himself, 'Now that my master is taking the stewardship from me, what am I to do? Dig? I am not strong enough. Go begging? I should be too ashamed. Ah, I know what I will do to make sure that when I am dismissed from office, there will be some to welcome me into their homes.' Then he called his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' 100 measures of oil," was the reply. The steward said, "Here, take your bond, sit down straight away and write 50. To another he said, "And you, sir, how much do you owe?" 100 measures of wheat," was the reply. The steward said, "Here, take your bond and write 80." The master praised the dishonest steward for his astuteness. For the children of this world are more astute in dealing with their own kind than are the children of light. And so I tell you this, use money, tainted as it is, to win you friends, and thus make sure that when it fails you, they will welcome you into the tents of eternity. The one who can be trusted in little things can be trusted in great. The one who is dishonest in little things will be dishonest in great. If then you cannot be trusted with money, that tainted thing, who will trust you with genuine riches? And if you cannot be trusted with what is not yours, who will give you what is your very own? No servant can be the slave of two masters. They will either hate the first and love the second, or treat the first with respect and the second with scorn. You cannot be the slave both of God and of money. In these moments of stillness, don't try to understand the reading. Simply, in stillness and silence, invite Jesus to reveal to you what it is that he wants you to hear in the scripture. Jesus said to his disciples, "There was a rich man, and he had a steward denounced to him for being wasteful with his property. He called for the man and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Draw me up an account of your stewardship, because you are not to be my steward any longer.' Then the steward said to himself, 'Now that my master is taking the stewardship from me, what am I to do? Dig? I am not strong enough. Go begging? I should be too ashamed. Ah, I know what I will do to make sure that when I am dismissed from office, there will be some to welcome me into their homes.' Then he called his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' 100 measures of oil," was the reply. The steward said, "Here, take your bond, sit down straight away and write 50. To another he said, "And you, sir, how much do you owe?" 100 measures of wheat," was the reply. The steward said, "Here, take your bond and write 80. The master praised the dishonest steward for his astuteness. For the children of this world are more astute in dealing with their own kind than are the children of light. And so I tell you this, use money, tainted as it is, to win you friends, and thus make sure that when it fails you, they will welcome you into the tents of eternity. The one who can be trusted in little things can be trusted in great. The one who is dishonest in little things will be dishonest in great. If then you cannot be trusted with money, that tainted thing, who will trust you with genuine riches? And if you cannot be trusted with what is not yours, who will give you what is your very own? No servant can be the slave of two masters. They will either hate the first and love the second, or treat the first with respect and the second with scorn. You cannot be the slave both of God and of money." Now that we have heard this reading with renewed ears, with deeper openness, speak to Jesus about your own life, about what you heard in this scripture passage. We've heard the reading, we've pondered, we've meditated on the words, we have spoken to Jesus about what we have heard. Now we come to the next phase of our prayer, the contemplation. It's often easy to talk about what we talk to Jesus about if we're expressing this to others, but contemplation, it can kind of seem as though we're wasting time or even daydreaming, but don't worry about that. We're simply going to gift Jesus the time in these minutes. We're not going to worry too much. We're going to give the responsibility for this prayer to Jesus. It's his turn now to speak to us. Let's listen. What do you sense, Jesus, saying to you? Again, don't worry too much if you feel as though your mind's wandering. We've given the responsibility for communication in these minutes, the responsibility for this prayer to Jesus. We're giving him the time, the work of this prayer. This prayer of contemplation is not our work, it's the work of Jesus. All we need to do is to give the time and to stay with our desire to hear his voice. And now we come to the final stage of this prayer, this Lectio Divina prayer, this holy reading time. A stage often known as the action stage, and we tend to think, now that I've heard the reading and meditated and spent some time in contemplation, what can I do? A better question is not what can I do, but Jesus, what are you calling me to do? Jesus, what are you inviting me to do? How are you calling me to change the way I think, the way I act, as a result of this time of prayer? As this time of prayer draws to a close, let's not worry too much about what we feel has happened or not happened in the time. The fact is, we gave these minutes to Jesus. And often when we don't think much has happened, or we think we've been all over the place, they are the very times when, at a level deeper than our consciousness, Jesus has been working in us and through us. And so we conclude this time with confidence. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.